Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Two young children and a woman were killed in an early morning house fire in North Philadelphia. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports the cause of the fire is under investigation, but officials say there were no working smoke alarms in the house.
It was around 1 o'clock in the morning when firefighters rushed over to this two-story row home on Hope Street near Tioga. Officials say the fire started on the first floor, and heavy smoke filled the whole house. Crews found three people upstairs and took them out of the building. A 5-year-old boy, a 6-year-old girl, they were brother and sister, and a 45-year-old woman who family members say was staying with them while their mother worked. The three victims died in the hospital.
Very, very difficult morning indeed.
That's Philadelphia Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson, who says there were no working alarms in the house, and this is a reminder to everyone of how crucial it is to have them. Could mean life or death.
Vitally important that you have working smoke alarms, because they will give you that advance notice and give you an opportunity to escape.
Thompson says they'll be back in the neighborhood to install alarms and answer fire safety questions, and he urges city residents to call 311 if they need an alarm as well. In North Philadelphia, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Developers hoping to build a data center at an out-of-use steel mill in Plymouth Township, Montgomery County, withdrew their zoning application last night because of a legal snafu. KYW's Vic Ragapathy tells us that doesn't mean they're done trying to build the data center, though.
More than 100 people showed up to the Plymouth Township Zoning Hearing Board meeting Monday night, expecting an opportunity for public comment. Instead, as Solicitor David Sander explains, the applicant withdrew.
The applicant did not have legal standing to proceed with the application. The agreement of sale that the applicant was signing with the owner of the property was not finalized.
The applicant is 900 Conshohocken LLC, tied to developer Brian O'Neill, the owner Cleveland Cliffs Plate, Inc. The plan would be to build a data center. Those have been in demand among artificial intelligence companies because the AI boom requires an abundance of computer servers. Counsel for both parties declined to comment. Sanders says he expects the developers to resubmit an application, and the earliest the board would consider one would be January. Patty Smith lives down the street from where the data center would be, what is currently an out-of-use steel mill at 900 Conshohocken Road. She's teamed up with other neighbors to fight against the development and says even though the process has been delayed, it only means they have to continue to monitor the proceedings.
We went into this knowing that it was going to be a marathon, not a sprint, so I kind of had the feeling that this might not be the end as much as I would love it to be the end.
Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The owner of Pottstown Hospital is planning on laying off more than 130 staff members at the facility in January and is closing critical care units, including the ICU and cancer center. Workers held a protest outside of the hospital yesterday. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
It's time to put profit aside and think about the people of our Pottstown community in the greater area.
That's State Rep Joe Cerisi, who says this action by Tower Health is all about corporate greed among healthcare companies in this country, and that the cuts are the first step to closing hospitals.
We need to be united and make sure this doesn't happen. We saw it happen all over Chester County, and we did everything we could to try and stop it. Here we are now in Montgomery County. This has become the cancer of healthcare, and we need to stop it.
I don't know how you run a hospital without an ICU.
That's Christine Dobbs. She works in the ICU as a patient care tech and is among those who received a layoff notice.
This community will suffer from a massive void.
In a statement, Tower Health wants to make it clear that inpatient surgeries will continue at the hospital. It also says that the cuts are being made to reduce costs and to ensure that the hospital will be financially sustainable for years to come. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia's restaurant community is on the tenterhooks today as they await the announcement of which, if any, of the city's restaurants will be awarded a star or two or three from the Michelin Guide. Michelin is unveiling its 2025 Northeast Cities Edition, including Philadelphia, for the first time at the Kimmel Center tonight. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has more.
My first response is finally. I mean, it's us, right?
Dr. Lou Liu of Temple's Hospitality Program says Philadelphia may not need Michelin to validate the quality of its restaurants, but being included in the Red Guide will bring multiple benefits.
From the chef perspective, having a Michelin star, you know, you expect a flood of tourists coming in. More traffic, higher spend, consumer willing to spend more.
Greg Karen is president and CEO of the Philadelphia Convention and Visitors Bureau, which helped bring the Michelin Guide here.
That has a huge, huge value to international tourists and meetings and conventions and folks coming in for all the big events, not only in 2026, but beyond.
The Michelin judges have been in the city since the spring, dining out undercover. The results are a closely guarded secret until the big reveal at 7 p.m. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.